Don't seek validation for what you already know is your truth. That is the theme for this week's show, and I'm looking forward to having a conversation with our guest, Dr. Boli Oladini. Right back in just a moment.
Welcome back, Tribe. You are listening to Next Level Physicians Thriving Outside the Box, where we invite doctors, dentists, and medical entrepreneurs who are breaking the mold, stepping outside the box as entrepreneurs, and practicing on their terms to share their journey, wisdom, and their inspiration with the world. I am your host, Dr. Maisha Claiborne. My calling is to help doctors find freedom, fulfillment, and full self-expression. I have helped dozens of medical professionals transform their mindset, leverage their skill set, and build profitable businesses and careers they love. Now, let's get to the good stuff. But before we do, go ahead and hit that subscribe button so you never miss an opportunity for inspiration, motivation, and empowerment with me and our amazing guests. Now, let's take it to the next level, y'all. Here we go.
Okay, y'all, welcome back. Welcome to Next Level Physicians Thriving Outside the Box. I am so, so excited to have a very special guest. Now, you know, to this point, up until about last week, I've been having mostly physicians, MDs come on the show, and y'all know that those are not the only people I hang with. I hang with the full scope of medical professionals. I love having people from all specialties come onto the show because guess what? We have all experienced levels of burnout. We have all experienced dreams and visions beyond the traditional of our industry. And so today I have the very special Dr. Boli Oladini with me of A Dose of Fitness. That is his company. And we're going to talk a little bit about his journey through entrepreneurship and talk a little bit about why we shouldn't be seeking validation for what we already know is our truth. Dr. Boli, thank you so much for coming on. You know that you are our first PharmD, right? You are our first PharmD. Look at you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on the show, Dr. Maisha. This is really an honor to be here. And, you know, I think when we got introduced on LinkedIn, it was, you know, I just saw such a natural similarity and, you know, the kind of things we're passionate about. So I feel like it just kind of organically came about. But, you know, I'm really, really honored and blessed to be, you know, the first PharmD to be on your podcast. You know, personally, I feel like PharmDs, I don't want to generalize, right? But, you know, I feel like sometimes they're a little bit too quiet and too soft-spoken, you know? So I'm really, yeah, okay, all right. So I'm not off base. So you know, I just feel like, you know, pharmacists need to, you know, kind of speak up a little bit, you know, put themselves out there some more, just, you know, talk about, you know, what's going on in the profession, what we can bring to the table, how can we help improve people's, you know, patients' lives in all facets and in all areas.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny because I, you know, having had a private practice, always dealing with like the pharmacists were like, those are my people. And the thing is, I'm integrative medicine. So I dealt with a lot of like independent pharmacies, compounding pharmacies. So I really got to create relationships with a lot of pharmacists. And up until recently, I didn't realize that pharmacists experience the level of burnout for which they do in the profession. So it was just surprising to me. And I do agree, like, you know, you guys are kind of like the unseen heroes in a way. You know, like there's a lot that you do that we don't see, and there's a lot of technical work that you all do as well, like very heady technical calculatory work that you do that is beyond me. And so, and when I think about, and then there's also different facets of pharmacy. Like I wasn't aware of that. So there's like the hospital pharmacy, there's retail pharmacy, there's, you know, like the independent compounding pharmacy. There's like all kinds of things that you all do. And then there are some outside of the box opportunities. So I really am glad that you're able to come on and talk about what you do and how you've stepped outside of the box. I'll tell you, she'll be like the second PharmD, but I have a client of mine who opened my eyes to some of the variety that lies for you all. So I'm just very honored to be able to feature all specialties and especially the pharmacists, because y'all are my peoples, man. So yes. So talk to me about your journey. I want the audience to kind of get a feel for, you know, what was your journey to where you are now, to stepping outside the box as a pharmacist?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, appreciate the love for the pharmacists. but yeah, so for me, I'd say my journey probably started maybe back in, you know, undergrad. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just kind of growing up, my parents, you know, I'm Nigerian by background. You know, I was born there and came. I was 4 years old. But, you know, a lot of, you know, immigrant families sometimes will push their kind of kids towards, you know, healthcare careers or something mm-hmm. with science. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, really fortunate for me, I kind of always had that natural aptitude for science. Mm-hmm. I mean, also math to like a lesser extent. So, you know, it was, you know, I think it really fit my natural, you know, inclinations fairly well. Mm-hmm. So I was pretty fortunate in that regard. So going into undergrad, I was actually on a pre-med track to, you know, to try to be a physician. Mm-hmm. But, you know, just in hindsight, I hadn't really explored, like, the full spectrum of healthcare careers, right? Mm-hmm. So kind of like you were alluding to earlier, there's this, just this gap of knowledge in, you know, what do pharmacists actually do, mm-hmm. and, you know, what can they do? And, mm-hmm. you know, my you know, like many people, I my impression was, okay, pharmacists just stand behind the counter and count pills, you know? I'm like, I don't know about all that. But, you know, maybe like a year and a half in to my undergrad, you know, things kind of started to get rough. And, you know, I feel like when things start to get rough, that's when you really kind of go back to your why, right?
Yeah.
So when I did that, I realized, okay, my why wasn't that strong for medicine, right? So I'm like, mm-hmm. okay, what else is there that still aligns with where I see myself? So mm-hmm. so it was kind of from there I kind of, you know, went back to the drawing board and you know, pharmacy came up. I was like, whoa, wait a minute. Let me do some more research. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, okay. It's a 4-year doctorate degree. You know, I mean, the money's still solid, you know, mm-hmm. like the lifestyle is, you know, much more suited to, mm-hmm. You know, just kind of what I wanted. So I was like, wow. It's like, I had no idea. And then, you know, like the all the specialties mm-hmm. and stuff, specialties that you mentioned, the board certifications. I was like, whoa. I was like, wait a minute. I'm like, mm-hmm. there's some cool stuff you could do here.
Right.
But I just didn't know. So, so from there, I kind of, you know, I switched from that track to pre-pharmacy track. Mm-hmm. You know, I just finished the rest of my education. And I was actually a psychology major in undergrad.
Too.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
It's all making sense now.
I know, right?
But, yeah, you know, I feel like I always kind of carry that knowledge with me, or just that mm-hmm. Just that drive to understand human behavior and human thought, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, totally relate to that.
yeah, I see you looking at me like, oh, you're speaking my language now.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, so just kind of going forward, even on that pharmacy journey, like, you know, that was always at the back of my mind of, you know, this is something I'm passionate about, something that drives me, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, maybe, you know, and it's kind of crazy how everything all kind of works out, you know, like long term, and kind of mm-hmm. falls into place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like so many times people are kind of locked into, okay, it has to happen like X, Y, and then Z.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's just like, you know, yeah, it happens like that for some people, but like, you know, you just really never know, right?
Yes.
Because I don't know. I feel like I said this a lot recently, but I'm going to keep saying it. It's never a waste of time to pursue anything you're drawn to.
Yes. Oh, see, that is such a great little quote there. It's never a waste of time to pursue anything you're drawn to, because it's all part of the path. You know, like, I can say for sure, people, you know, I would be in these groups, right, these Facebook groups, and docs would be like, if you had it all to do it over again, would you go to med school? And some docs would be like, no. And I'm like, everything that I have ever experienced, I would experience again. Now, it wasn't all good. In fact, there were some really bad things I experienced, you know, in my life. But it has had me write my story. It has brought me to who I am today. and has allowed me to pass on a particular bit of inspiration from this point of view. And so I agree, like whatever the path you're drawn to, I almost stepped off the path of medicine when I was in undergrad and went into nursing first. And of course my mom was like, nah, you're not spending no extra time in college. I'm paying for this. I was like, okay, you know, and so it, but it's good that I like how you were attracted to the psychology background. I was a chem major in the beginning, and then I took organic chem and I was like, nope, what else? And psychology came up. And so, you know, being drawn to that, that in the back of our minds has led us to a path, which, you know, led you to a path.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, so back to the pharmacy school. So, you know, I explored different careers, and at a certain point, you know, I was working in a retail pharmacy, and I feel like I just kind of realized that, you know, I mean, like, you know, Western medicine can only do so much, you know, and by saying that, I mean, you know, you're addressing, I mean, for the large part, you're addressing symptoms.
Yes.
You know, and it's like, I forget what, I was in this one class, and they said this thing that I'll never forget. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right? So I'm just like, wow, yeah, it's like, why not, you know, get to the root of these behaviors that are causing people to, you know, make these unhealthy lifestyle choices that are then leading to diseases like, you know, hypertension, high cholesterol, obesity.
Right. Get into the root cause.
Exactly, yeah. The root cause. Yeah, that's kind of what I've always been about, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, obviously, you know, I really love and, you know, cherish being a pharmacist, but, you know, at the same time, I don't know, just overall, like, I feel like as a country, that our health, you know, as a population is not really going in the right direction, right? Mm-hmm. So it's, so kind of from that point, it was actually when I had kind of like a gap period or transition period in school. I started out on
Did you take gap year?
Like no. So actually, no, not quite. That's okay.
I couldn't resist it. Like, yeah, I took gap year. just kidding, y'all.
No. Yeah. Yeah, so like my first year of pharmacy school, I actually started out on a satellite campus of the pharmacy school I went to. But about maybe like halfway through the first semester, actually, you know, there were like some medical things going on, and you know, I actually needed to transfer to the main campus to be just for you know, medical care.
Yeah.
And just with the way everything was structured, you know, I did end up kind of losing that semester, and you know, certain classes are only offered once a year, so it did extend my time a little bit, but you know, I also felt like I made the most of it and learned a lot. So you know, I had maybe like a period of 5 or 6 months where you know, I was mostly like taking electives and just kind of getting those out the way, but you know, I had a lot of time to myself, just time to read, to learn, to dive into other stuff. So I'm like, okay, I'm not going to waste all this time. So it was about that time where just as a backstory, I've always been a Kobe Bryant fan, Lakers fan.
Yeah,
RIP the late great Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
That's a whole other thing. But yeah, so
don't start over here.
We can. Yes. But yeah, so it was maybe 2012, 2013, or I forget exactly, but Phil Jackson actually came out with a book around that time called 11 Rings. So just talking about his experiences, you know, as a coach and as a player winning those 11 titles. So I was just like, whoa, you know, this guy's been extremely successful in one of the most competitive sports. You know, I was like, surely he knows a thing or two, right?
Right.
And, you know, obviously with, you know, some of my favorite basketball players that ever speak so highly of him, it was just like, okay, let's open this and check it out. Mm-hmm. So kind of from there, you know, he talks about, you know, like meditation, like, you know, kind of like that Zen philosophy, not getting too high or too low. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it just kind of led me down this whole path to where, you know, just reading personal development books, just kind of enjoying that process. So that's really what started me down this path that kind of led to where I am now.
Yeah. Awesome. awesome. So it's like, you know, what you do now, and I know this because I see we are connected on LinkedIn, and I see a lot of what you're bringing is that mindset, that, you know, that background in psychology that kind of came back full circle for you, right? Yes. And so talk about like how has that come back full circle, and what are you doing with it now? Like I see a lot of inspirational posts from you, but what is it that you're doing now? What is it that your why is now? Because you talk about that why, and I think really this is a running theme throughout my podcast. I'm starting to see is as you're stepping outside the box, you have to be connected to that deeper why. And you brought that up earlier. So I would love to know, like, what have you discovered about what that why is for you?
Yeah. Man. I think it's been almost a spiritual journey, I'll say, but it's, you know, I'll rewind back a little bit. So I got married about 9 months ago.
Congratulations.
Yes. Yes. But just as an interesting story, it was about I think it was late 2017. When we had first met, and around that time, I was actually just kind of praying that God would help would find me a wife, right? Like, just, you know, I was just putting that out there, you know, up to God, you know, going down to my, you know, subconscious mind, and yeah, I was just kind of open to receiving, and you know, some of my relatives had, you know, I have some relatives in Canada, so my current wife or then, you know, girlfriend or whatever, she actually kind of lived over there. So, yeah, so we actually did the long distance thing. But the reason I bring that up is because, you know, not only was it me, you know, like praying for that and having that intention, I was looking for that, but just simultaneously or even before that, and, you know, my wife only told me this, you know, fairly recently, but around like maybe 2016 or something, like I think she went through like this, you know, bad breakup, and she just put it in her mind like, okay, my husband is in Arizona, my future husband is in Arizona, and she believed it, and she was telling her friends and everything, just the idea that okay, my husband is in the United States somewhere, and funnily enough, I asked her exactly when she said that. And I think I was actually in Arizona just visiting around that time. I'm not even kidding. but it's like, for, you know, me on, you know, my side over here and her over there in Canada, it's like we both kind of manifested, you know, to find each other.
Right.
Right. And, you know, just kind of throughout our relationship and especially, you know, kind of recently, you know, gearing up towards marriage and all of that, you know, just began to kind of feel like this deeper purpose and like, you know, like we're just being brought together for a particular reason or a particular path, right? And just the way things have been kind of falling into place and just I just the visions that I have is really, really big. But you know, just to really just to be, you know, an example of light, like a beacon or, you know, other people. And, you know, I've heard it from, you know, a couple of people, both older and younger that, you know, a lot of, you know, people maybe around like my age or a little younger, they don't necessarily have, maybe like good role models to look up to or like positive role models that are like maybe close to their age.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, you know, a lot of times it'll be like the older, you know, kind of middle-aged folks that are telling them, you know, do this, do that, right? Versus like, you know, if it comes from somebody closer to their age, it's a lot more powerful. So that's a little bit of the why. I mean, I'm still kind of, you know, figuring out like the more, like the deeper, or, you know, kind of what that looks like. But
yeah,
that's kind of the deeper why for me, I'll say.
I think that's so great, you know, because – Number one, I just want to acknowledge you for being that beacon for the younger generation, right? And I say the younger generation, like, I'm not, like, super old, obviously, mm-hmm. but I'm older than you.
I think we're both young at heart.
Just a couple of years, okay? But no, seriously, I mean, I think that in every generation, there needs to be those beacons, right? Because, of course, there's going to be the wisdom that comes from our elders, our forefathers, and then there's that, and then there's got to be someone who's doing it, who's on in our generation. So I think there's two significant aspects of that mentorship, and I see you as, you know, a mentor of the generation that you're in. So that's really and as will others, especially others in the medical profession. In the, you know, pharmacy profession, they'll say, oh my gosh, this is what this guy is doing. This doc is like stepping outside the box and exploring all the other things he can do with the knowledge that he has. And I think that's just really great. And I think also what happens, and I'm just speaking as a person who's just a few years older than you, is that your why will change. And I think that that's something to recognize, is that, you know, back in the day, going to med school, my why was one thing. You know, starting my own practice in integrative medicine, my why was something else. Like, I'm a healer at heart. Now, I always will be a healer. Like, that's the, sort of the deeper value for me is healing. But the why, when I had my son, became a little bit different, right? So, like, I think that's the thing that we're always exploring is the deeper why. Like, you and your wife came together for a particular reason, a particular purpose, and you're getting connected to that deeper purpose for yourself to be a beacon of light to your generation. And as you go forth and have children of your own, then that why will expand, because then it'll be like legacy.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I guess, it's lots. I mean, it's great. It's great.
Look, his eyes are watering, y'all. No, just kidding. Look up.
Sorry, yeah, I think I was reminded of, you know, some relatives, like, oh, when you guys having kids.
Oh. Trust me, have when you're ready.
Yes.
When you're ready. Because I had my son when I was 39. Yes. So you have time. Yeah.
Yes.
Mhm. Yeah. Well, good. So you're up to big things. You have a program. Talk about your program a little bit.
Yes. Absolutely. So I'm just announcing, this is, you know, brand new.
Yes.
Hot off the press.
Spoiler alert, you know, sneak preview. I am the first to be able to announce it. Woo-hoo!
She is. So I've started a new program for life, health, and mindset coaching. Mm. It's called Confluence.
I like that name. Talk about the name. How'd you come up with that name?
Absolutely. Yes, there's a story here. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I must have seen the word or heard the word somewhere, but I'd actually used it in a conversation, and I was like, whoa, what did I say? It was another podcast I did recently, actually, where I used it. But what it actually means is, so it's actually like where two bodies or two rivers kind of meet together. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like that junction of two rivers. So if you imagine like two rivers of equal width that are kind of joining or merging. Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of like that process of merging two things together. Mm-hmm. So it comes from the Latin confluere, which means flow together. Mm-hmm. So, you know, really what it's about is, you know, really just that process of merging kind of two separate things to create synergy, right? So in terms of the life coaching, You know, one of the major aspects we're going to focus on is, you know, how do you get the river of your subconscious mind, right, and the river of your conscious mind to actually flow together, to work together, to synergize, right? So, you know, there's other areas we're going to get into, right? You know, health coaching, you know, getting your body and your mind to flow together. You know, even even relationships, too.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely.
Yes. So my wife will be joining in. And, you know, we'll be talking about, you know, how you and your significant other can actually flow together to synergize and, you know, be greater together. So, yeah, you know, so I already have some clients lined up. So there will be, you know, the links will be up on all of my socials and my websites very, very soon.
And we'll be including them in the show notes as well.
Yes. So please be on the lookout. Confluence Coaching. It's coming out now, fresh, hot off the press.
Yes. It's congratulations. That's amazing. Well, I'm looking forward to, and I really do like that idea of confluence, like really the joining together. You know, my practice was called Mind, Body, Spirit Wellness, and it's all about, like, you know, the intersection of those in total well-being. And so, you know, it's like the embodiment of the confluence of all of those things in life, and including relationship, is where you find that total fulfillment. So great job doing that. Yeah. And who will you be coaching? Who will you primarily be wanting to coach?
So it's really, you know, anybody that's kind of looking for a change, you know, somebody who wants more, you know, whether it's, you know, personally, you know, personal development, or, you know, in their health, in their career, in their relationships. You know, anyone who's ready to say yes to themselves and really invest into themselves. Because, you know, I said it recently on, I think, one of my posts, but at the end of the day, you are your most valuable asset, right? So I think just, you know, for those people that are really trying to get to that next level, and, you know, maybe they could use some, you know, some coaching, some accountability, some actionable, you know, strategies, you know, in any of those areas, that's what I'm looking for. So, you know, whether it's, you know, medical professionals or, you know, other professionals, you know, maybe in a corporate setting, maybe, you know, outside of a corporate setting, you know, I'll even have some, you know, programs coming out kind of geared towards people that aren't ready to make that high level investment, but, you know, maybe want, you know, so kind of something more specific, you know, so that'll also be a part of it. But so I'm, you know, I'm not limiting it to other pharmacists or other medical professionals. So anyone, you know, anyone who sees, you know, what I do, what I'm about, and, you know, is gracious enough to
is drawn to that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So that's who I'll be.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. So then, where can we find you? Now, we're going to have all this in the show notes. So where can we find you?
Yes, absolutely. So on LinkedIn, if you just search Dr., you know, Dr. period, Bolu Oladini, they can find me that way. On Instagram, it's at Dr. underscore Bolu. That's D-O-C-T-O-R underscore B-O-L-U. And my website is www.adoseoffitness.com. So just like it sounds, no spaces, no underscores. So they can reach me any of those ways. And, you know, I will be, you know, putting together more details and another link for the coaching as well, with the calendar links to book appointments and everything. That'll be in the show notes.
Excellent. And so, like, for the audience, if you had one thing to leave them, and especially for your, you know, your pharmacist colleagues, if you had one thing to leave them around entrepreneurship and following your path and following your passion, what would that be?
I would say my biggest thing would be just doing that inner work, So I'm borrowing this phrase from my friend, right? But just what that entails is, you know, just getting to the core of who you are and what do you really value? Mm-hmm. You know, just getting to that why, right? So, you know, you could use any number of methods, and I've used all of them and would recommend probably all of them. You know, journaling, meditation, you know, just reflecting, right? Just kind of slowing down and taking some quiet time. I feel like so often people just go from one thing to another thing to another thing, and just really kind of slowing down and getting to your deeper why.
Yeah.
And, you know, once you know what your values are, it's not hard to make decisions.
Didn't I just do a little video on core values?
Oh, you did, didn't you? You don't break my sink of leg.
I think I owe you a value exercise too.
Yeah, but you know, once you do that and you're really, really solid and strong in that, then you're not really going to get shaken or get distracted by the outside noise, which is always going to be there, you know. So that would just be my biggest piece. And go out there and crush it. You know, it's a great time to be doing something outside of the box.
It really is. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. I mean, I enjoy the conversation. I do think there's a lot that we have in common, a lot, you know, say great minds think alike. So this conversation of mindset, this conversation of being a beacon, this conversation of, you know, that deeper why and following your purpose is so valuable. And I think it's important, especially to have other, you know, to like expand it to all specialties, because I think that as an industry in general, we are beginning to see that there are other pathways, there are other things that we can be doing with our expertise. And so I acknowledge you for being the representation, the first representation of the pharmacy profession on the show, and definitely not, you know, the last, hoping that you pave the way for other pharmacists to step up and speak up and start living their truth like you're doing.
I appreciate it. It means a lot. And yes, that definitely the goal.
All right, y'all. Well, you heard it here. The links will be in the show notes. Dr. Bolu Oladini here and A Dose of Fitness. And we are looking forward to his program Confluence coming out soon here. So check out the show notes and connect with him. And, of course, y'all know where y'all can find me, drmyesha.com. If you want to listen to more of the podcast, subscribe and share this with your friends, because this is where it's at, empowering other professionals, other medical professionals to thrive outside the box. We'll see you on the next episode. Namaste, y'all.
Thanks for spending time with us on this episode of Next Level Physicians Thriving Outside the Box. We hope you enjoyed this one as much as the rest. Remember to go ahead and hit the subscribe button so that you can be notified every time a new episode is released. It is you as our listener who help our podcast to grow. So if you like this podcast, if you enjoy what you're hearing, if you are inspired, we'd really appreciate it if you'd write a quick review and share it with 5 of your friends. We want to continue to expand our reach and bring this transformation to all of those doctors and medical professionals out there who are still seeking more autonomy, more freedom, more expression, and purpose in their careers and lives. Finally, if you want to learn more about how I can help you as a doctor or medical professional transform your mindset, leverage your skill set, and create a profitable business and career you love by your design, please check out my website, www.drmyesha.com. That's drmayesha.com. On my website, you can access one of my 3 free masterclasses to get you started on your journey to the next level. Have a wonderful rest of the day and an amazing rest of the week, y'all. And keep your head up, looking to the next level. Namaste.